Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm taking a neurological report on Amy Amos, A-M-O-S. In parenthesis, you can below that, you can put Alice Haywood, H-A-Y-W-O-O-D. Her address is 6377 Amherst, A-M-H-U-R-S-T Way, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530-870-0673. ID is XXXXX1690, date of birth 5/19/1977, 46-year-old. Married mother, master's level student,
are you all right?
Insurance is private / commercial. Pharmacy is Rite Aid in Paradise. It is addressed to 5/19/1977, Family Practice. Below that should say Magalia, M-A-G-A-L-I-A, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L, 14137 Lake Ridge Court, Magalia, California, 95954-9470, 530-873-5030, below that 530-740-5189, parenthesis fax, in parenthesis, the clinical indication, recurrent cephalgia, subparagraph findings of Chiari malformation, new paragraph, current complaints, recurrent vacillating periods of recurrent cephalgia characterized as catamenial and cluster in nature with significant pain and at times throbbing. Subparagraph, more severe during menstrual periods. New paragraph, previously treated with multiple medications without necessarily any good benefit by patient's report. New paragraph, dear Jeremiah Stanley and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Amy Amos for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Amy has a history of chronic recurrent headaches and prior findings of Chiari malformation. New paragraph. Amy was previously under the care of Dr. Richard N. Sawyer, S-A-U-E-R-M-D, neurologist in Roseville, California. New paragraph. MR imaging at Adventist Health on March 8, 2022 showed mild Chiari type 1 malformation with 6 millimeters of cerebellar tonsillar ectopia, better seen on MR cervical spine imaging. The study shows a normal signal in the cerebellar and cerebral hemispheres with normal diffusion imaging. No evidence for infarction, no evidence of abnormal enhancement. Ventricles, cortical, sulci, basal cisterns are normal. orbits, paranasal sinuses, temporal bones, cella turcica, normal, scalp and calvarium, normal, period. New paragraph, diagnostic electroencephalography, completed by Dr. Sauer, February 21, 2019, shows a 8 cycle per second posterior quadrant alpha rhythm with normal reactivity to eye opening, normal onset of drowsiness, sleep findings, no unusual clinical findings, overventilation, and photic stimulation produce normal responses. New paragraph. Current reported medications. Levothyroxine, 100 micrograms daily. Prozac, 40 milligrams, one daily. Previous medications, prenatal vitamins, Diflucan, Famotidine. Past history of asthma, childhood, alcohol use, abuse, 10 years hypothyroidism, adverse reaction to pain medicine, treated for depression, surgical history, ACL reconstruction, breast lift, liposuction, abdominoplasty, family history, positive for coronary artery disease. Social history, past cigarette smoker. Recent daily smoking. Counseled to stop. Currently in sobriety for alcohol, actively working substitute teacher, vital signs, height 67 inches, weight 191 pounds. Recent weight loss 20 pounds. BMI 29.9. Temperature 97.9. Respiratory rate 16. Oxygen saturation 97. Pulse 84. Sitting blood pressure 120 over 60. New paragraph, recent diagnosis, vitamin D deficiency dash treated, iron deficiency dash treated, neurological examination, Amy was seen today with medical records and imaging results, and the results of her EEG for evaluation of her recurrent cephalgia. Subparagraph, she does not claim daily cephalgia, but periodic cephalgia that may be gone for as much as a month before it recurs. When severe, typically during menstrual periods, the headaches are incapacitating and not necessarily responsive to any particular medication. Past medication includes triptans and topiramate, but no history of calcium channel blockers, or necessarily beta blockers. There is a history of trials of narcotic analgesics, but none currently. New paragraph. General appearance, Amy is a well-developed, well-nourished, tired-appearing woman who is otherwise alert, oriented, intelligent, and insightful, appropriate for the clinical circumstances, producing careful answers to directed questions. New paragraph. There's no unusual ideation identified today. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are otherwise unremarkable to inspection. Motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and evidence of strength. Sensory examination was deferred. Her deep tendon reflexes are not tested today. Ambulatory examination was fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph. Today she is not claiming any headache. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Findings of Chiari type 1 malformation with no serious history or findings of spinal or cerebellar impingement. Number 2, recurrent headaches described as cluster in nature, painful with radiation, poorly responsive to most migraine medications. New paragraph, no history of nutritional supplementation. New paragraph, currently nursing her child. New paragraph, recommendations. With this initial evaluation and history, I am giving her a prescription for a therapeutic multiple vitamin to initiate nutritional therapy. New paragraph, I've given her a prescription for vitamin B2, 400 milligrams, for a headache prophylaxis treatment. New paragraph, I will see her back for reevaluation following this nutritional challenge to see if her headaches don't improve significantly or possibly even resolve. New paragraph. We discussed opportunities for further treatment, and she's concerned about medications due to breastfeeding. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report with further recommendations when she returns. Signed respectfully with my professional signature.